referendum, if passed, would approve a one-penny per dollar sales tax in Hillsborough County to overhaul Hillsborough's transportation system, which is consistently ranked one of the worst in the nation for commuters. The tax would fund improvements to local roads, expanded bus service, and the area's first light rail system. On Monday night, Tampa Mayor Pam Arroyo was joined by State Representative Janet Cruz and former member of Congress Jim Davis in hosting a sparsely attended town hall meeting on the transit referendum at the Wellswood Civic Center. Mayor Arroyo is a supporter of the tax.
We know we need it. We certainly need the emphasis on pedestrian and bike paths. This is not a very walkable community, nor friendly to bicyclists. So there's a whole list, and you can look on the website of Moving Hillsborough Forward, and you will see an entire listing of the road projects that will be accomplished, with more to come over the next many years through your citizen input. What I love about the plan is that it really does have something for everyone. Better roads, bike paths, pedestrian walkways, a better bus system, specialty services for buses. The elderly are really going to benefit from a lot of these specialty services. And then light rail. It's going to cover the whole county.
Yesterday evening, the Tampa City Council held another public information meeting on transportation initiatives, this time in the West Shore area, but only one City Council member showed up. WMNF spoke with Councilmember Thomas Scott about the transit referendum and his bid to become Tampa's first African-American mayor in 2011.
First of all, this tonight public information session is sponsored by City Council, pretty much trying to educate the public and give them an opportunity to raise any question relative to the referendum. I would say that given my 14 years into being an elected official, that I've had the opportunity to travel to all of the, I would say, cities that have rail transit. And it's been very well successful in terms of the ridership, the whole issue of redevelopment into depressed or stressed neighborhoods, and I've seen complete cities been turned around as a result of that. And so this is going to be a tremendous referendum for the city of Tampa and Hillsborough County.
How do you feel about the likelihood of it passing?
Well, you don't know who to believe. Everybody call it too close to call, I guess, you know. Certainly, I like the idea or the fact that for the first time since 1999 that the Board of County Commission gave the citizens an opportunity to go at least vote on it. Two prior opportunities were available, but the board failed to pass that, to put it on the ballot for referendum. So I'm really excited that the Board of County Commission did place it on the ballot for the voters to decide whether they want to tax themselves.
And where's the rest of the City Council tonight?
Let's see. The Rays are playing tonight, right?
Yeah, but not until 8 o'clock.
Well, you know, I think sometimes people have other plans, and so as a result of that, that's probably where they are, wherever that is. Maybe having dinner with the family or at the Rays game. Or I'm here, though.
We're glad that you're here. I know it was built as a public forum sponsored by the City Council, so I thought there would be more than one representative. Looking forward to the City of Tampa 2011 elections, how's the race going?
It's going well. I'm excited about it, and all those who are announcing getting in, I look forward to those debates and their accomplishments versus mine and those qualifications. So it's going to be, look like it's going to be about 6-7 people in this race, and that's good. I told somebody the other day that we're going to have what we call a smuggish board, or we're going to have a thing where they can go by and just pick a select. So many candidates are getting into it, you know. So, but it's a great thing. It's a way of democracy in action. It's the democratic process.
That was Tampa City Councilman and current Tampa mayoral candidate Thomas Scott. The transportation surtax referendum will be on the ballot November 2nd. Early voting begins Monday. For WMNF, this is Kelly Benjamin.